broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of work to do, and the key is the checks and balances that our founders put in place. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, I love Ammon Bundy like a brother, okay? I'm telling you right now, the guy's got one of the best personalities ever. I get a hold of him, we're on the break, getting ready for the show, and he says, Sam, you just got to come to the table and get on the right page. You know what? The guy's just humble, but knowledgeable, and he's got a lot to say. Ammon, welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sam. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Now, I'm accused of talking way too much, and I'm sure it's true, sir. So I thought today I wouldn't even have an agenda. I'd just say, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I really do not want to lose the focus of the Hammond and their personal suffering. It just cannot be forgotten.
Amen to that.
And here they are, Dwight and Stephen, in a federal prison for the second time for crimes that they did not commit, that were strictly political or even personal vendetta against them. And we cannot forget that they are suffering and that their families are suffering. And that every day, every minute, every hour they spend in those prisons is an injustice that the American people must be accountable for. It is our government that has done this to them. And it is our duty as a people to hold our government accountable and to get them back home to their family. And we must do this. And we must ensure, beyond that, that what has happened to them does not happen to other people. And this must not become the normal.
You're right about that. Any updates? I know that there's a lot of information that's going to be coming out relating to this that'll actually set the record straight, which I think is critical as well.
Yeah, the interesting thing, Sam, is this, and this is why the American people are in such a precarious situation, because we have files and files and files of evidence of abuse, corruption, coercion, between the federal government or between the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the county. We can clearly see that they were personally attacked for their private property, so for the taking of their private property, and also because management here in these agencies had a personal vendetta against them. And that is very clear, and we have this evidence. We also have new evidence that show that the BLM actually started the fires in 2006 around the Hammond home. And that was what forced the Hammonds to start a backfire to protect their home. And we have witnesses that heard and witnessed that these firefighters actually verbalized that they were going to burn the Hammonds out. And so we have these things, but this is the problem. We have no mechanism. The people have been left with no mechanism for redress. We can't go to the county. They won't even let us meet in their buildings to discuss it. The county government is so corrupt that literally, they are acting as if they are a little tyrant. The state is so liberal that they will not take it on. and will not address this at all and completely ignored it. And we know we can't trust the federal court because there has not been justice there for 40 or 50 years. And kind of give you an example of that, according to the American Land Right, there have been over 100,000 cases where the federal government has come against individuals in or vice versa in land and resources subjects. Every single one of them have been won by the U.S. government. And so we know we're not going to get justice there, so we have all of this. And
by the way, I mean, even in the ones that the government loses, then they just flat out don't even obey. Look at the Hague family, for instance.
Yeah, and the Hague, you know, it was looked at as a win, but ultimately, you know, you're right for many reasons. It was a loss because they just ignored. Well, same with the Hammonds. The Hammonds won in the district court. They won that they had the rights to the water. So what does the federal government do? They just fence it off, and when Dwight tried to stop them, they put him in jail, even after they won in court. And so we have no way, no mechanism, and this is why the people of America are so frustrated, because government has taken and ignored the people, and they've corrupted our system to such a point where we can't even get justice, and to such a point where good, innocent people are being put in prison as punished and abused, and their lands are being taken, their properties are being stolen, and right in front of our eyes, and we all know it, but yet we have no proper recourse, no proper redress. And that is the reality of it.
And there's not even appropriate due process, not even to mention the redress. I mean, we can't even get the proper laws followed in terms of going through the proper procedures even to obtain that. I mean, it's even along the way that's the problem, right?
Yeah, we have no way. I mean, if we look at what we did before we got to this point, before we came into the refuge, which is now the Harney County Resource Center, you look at that, I mean, we spent exhaustive amount of energy after the Hammonds have already spent exhausted amount of energy, and after the Farm Bureau, Oregon Farm Bureau, already exhausted amount of energy, then we did it again, and we were completely ignored to the point where there was even a legal notice of redress of grievance that they had to legally reply to, and they just ignored it. I don't know what else we could do, but just blatantly stand against it, and that's what we're doing here. We're going to, you know, we have a plan. To make sure these things don't happen again, and that is to get the land and resources back into the people's hands. To get the resource rights back into the private hands and the land back into county jurisdiction, and to get it back the way the framers intended. And then we are going to stand here as the people use these lands in their defense, so that if government tries to come down upon them to force them to pay, you know, grazing fees that are unconstitutional, force them to you know, to stop using certain lands, to stop using resources, we're going to stand here in their defense, and we're going to get these people back on their feet. And we're still working on mechanisms to try to get the Hammonds home, but it's been very difficult because we have all this information and evidence, but nowhere to go with it.
And Joe Arpaio and others have had the same problem where they've had evidence on a lot of things and there's nowhere to go with it. One of the big keys to the efforts that you're making is education. You know, a nation can't expect to be ignorant and free. That is what never was and never will be. Chris Ann Hall was there. She was educating Monday and Tuesday night. In fact, you attended last night's educational opportunity, right?
I did. I would have liked to have been to the first one, but we were in another meeting in Crane with with a whole room full of ranchers discussing these matters, and it was a great meeting. But Chris and Hall last night was fantastic, and it was so wonderful to hear because she was explaining in detail and very with great authority and doing a wonderful job at it. She was explaining what my dad has been saying for 40 years. And she was explaining it to the very detail that my dad has studied and understood and all of us have studied and understood. And it was so wonderful to hear it because now people are beginning to look at Article 1817 and they know those that understand, those that dig deep and
All right, hold on, Ammon. Ammon Bundy with us, ladies and gentlemen.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest riding shotgun on the broadcast today, Ammon Bundy. He's with Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. And he's broadcasting live from the Harney County Resource Center. Isn't that a cool idea? By the way, even the mainstream press starting to get a little bit quickly. A Fortune magazine or a Fortune.com article is entitled, "Here's Why Ammon Bundy's Oregon Standoff Might Actually Work." Now, a professor wrote it in an op-ed piece, Dina Rollinger. Kind of an interesting article, to say the least. All right, sorry for the interruption, Ammon. You were saying that Chris Ann Hall's teaching was incredible, or her instruction was incredible, just like what you've been taught your whole life from your father.
Yeah, so it was wonderful to have that second witness going out, and many, many other people have, you know, said it too, but just to have her be able to speak so poignant about it, and to really lay it out, the federal government does not have authority to come down into the state and control the land and the resources, and how we've literally been wielded into this culture of federal control and us paying permits and all of that. And how she just really laid it out, that it is unconstitutional, is unlawful for these agencies to be doing what they're doing. So.
Between both nights, Chris Ann Hall had the chance to speak to almost 800 people. That's more than 10% of the whole population in the whole county, Ammon.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't put any more people, you know, in there, and we couldn't have any more parking. I mean, it was wonderful. It was fantastic.
Now, I want to clear up kind of a misnomer. A lot of people are saying, how the heck are you at all these meetings, Ammon, when you're supposed to be, like, armed to the teeth, hunkered down in the refuge? The mainstream press has manipulated this whole reality, haven't they?
Yeah, we've been meeting with literally hundreds of local people here just at the refuge. We've gone out to meetings that local people have put together and had hundreds of people at those meetings and been addressing them about these issues and what we must do to make sure that what has happened to the Hammonds does not happen again. What's been happening in Harney County, and like I said before, we've basically been proposing a detailed plan to get the resource right back into private hands and the land back into county jurisdiction. And this plan is the constitutional way that our framers intended, and it will ensure that the abuses will end and it puts the people back into control as intended. And so that's what we're doing, and we're meeting all over. I had two meetings, and we're driving all over the county, and we're not bunkered down, being here as protesters that are hostages here, doing nothing. We're working. That's what we came to do.
And it's fascinating. You were kicking back at the top of the bleachers during the community kind of meeting that took place last night after Chris Ann Hall's meeting, right?
Yeah. So Judge Grassley, and the Sheriff Ward, they have tried to control the narrative. They have not wanted the truth to get out there. And one of the ways they've done this is they've held these community meetings, and they have controlled who's going to speak. They've locked it down. I've never seen more law enforcement in one place in my life, and that was at that meeting last night. They barricaded the area, and they put themselves in the middle of the room, and it really is, to me, quite disgusting. But I felt that a need to go over there and to show the people of Harney County, one, is that, you know, we're not dangerous, and two, is that we're not afraid, because we know what we're doing is right. And so that's what I did last night. I went to their meeting, and it was very interesting.
Did they let enough of your people speak? I know one of your members with the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom wanted to speak, and I guess they wouldn't let him, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't let anybody speak, really, that was on our side, unless they lived in Harney County. It was pretty hard for them to stop that. But what's interesting, and I don't know if you guys could see this, but there was only about 100 people, and so there's probably, I would say, around 300 people in the room, in the building at the meeting. And remember, they had this, they overlapped it on Chris Ann Hall's meeting, I'm sure intentional, so that those people that were listening to her would not be in that meeting there. So they overlapped it. But I think several people came over from there and came, but that's why they did it. And then, but either way, when you saw the people clapping in support of Judge Grassley, if you will, there was only about 100 people in there, and the rest were in support of of the Hammonds in support of us. And then over in Chris Ann Hall's, she got a standing ovation two nights in a row, and she was speaking the exact same thing that we've been speaking for years and years. And so we have to basically say that their supporters are there. So you're talking about, you know, the county completely turning in support of these actions that we're taking.
And it's fascinating to me. What they wanted to do was let the mainstream press promote the meeting with the sheriff and the judge and all those guys there and act like that's the only thing going on and that there's everything is against you and your group and what's happening there. Those people on the ground say that couldn't be more false. That couldn't be more inaccurate. I've got 25, 30 people on the ground that I talk to, and every one of them says that's not the truth where we are. The government seems to be all barricaded in and paranoid, and Ammon and those guys are out shoveling snow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what is happening here. And again, Harney County has been this example, this shining example of, you know, good or bad, of the problems that the United States are facing. And I mean, even this problem of government, you know, control, government trying to put the people in fear in order to control them. I mean, that is exactly what is happening here. But the interesting thing is it's backfiring on them, and they're losing support because the people are seeing that the real fear mongers are them, and that we are out promoting, freedom. We're promoting opportunity. We're promoting an economic recovery, getting the ranchers back to ranching, the loggers back to logging, the miners back to mining, and getting the federal government back in its constitutional cage. That's what we're promoting, and people are seeing that, and it's catching fire here. It's just a great example of what is happening in the United States. And also what needs to happen in the United States. And we continue to, you know, our plans are to continue to move forward to make sure that we set this example right.
It's kind of interesting to me. The mainstream press says your goals are vague. Whenever I talk to you, your goals are very detailed. Look, we want to get the Hammonds out of prison. They don't belong there. It's wrong. And they need to be released because there's evidence of fraudulent activity, criminal activity by the federal government. That's a very clear, defined goal. Secondly, to return the land directly back to the people who owned it before the government stole it. I mean, aren't these incredibly defined, detailed goals? I don't understand their suggestion of vagueness.
Oh, yeah, we've been very detailed. And we've tried many times to address the community. But in a large forum. But Judge Grassley has openly said that he will not allow us to meet in town. And we must have a venue to communicate what we must do to work together to ensure that what is happening to Hammonds and the others in the county do not come upon us.
All right, hang tight, Ammon. Quick pause, more in seconds. Ammon Bundy on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy with us. He's for Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. He's live from the Harney County Resource Center now. He's on your radio. We're talking about Chris Ann Hall Educates in Burns, Oregon. Gets standing ovation two nights in a row from standing only room crowd. And then the sheriff and his crew has their meeting, and there's not near as many people there in support of his efforts as he would like. And what the mainstream press wants to do is talk about the sheriff's meeting and ignore the opportunity for Ammon to educate, for Ammon to tell the people what he's doing, why, who he is, what he stands for, and let them ask him questions and truly create a meaningful human interaction dialogue. Ammon, that's where you were.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was kind of laying out the facts here, and that our desire is to get with the community, you know, and we have been doing it, but it's been, you know, them coming here or us going to groups out in the outskirts area, but we have not been allowed to basically go into town to burn, and because we want to discuss the plan we have to get Dwight and Stephen out of prison and back into their families. And from the beginning, for months now, Sheriff Ward and Steve Grasky have refused to address the abuses of the Hammonds, and still today they have shown no intent or proposed no plan to get justice for the Hammonds. And so really what it comes down to is their message is not to help the Hammonds. It is only for those that came to help to go home. And my question to them is, what are they afraid of? You know, why do they so venomously want those who are exposing the truth to go home? And why do they want to restrict us from proposing a plan to get the Hammonds home, and also to get these land issues right, so that this doesn't happen again? And those are, you know, those are some real questions. Why are they acting the way they're acting?
Now, I guess the judge decided to walk with his microphone right up to the bottom of the bleachers where you were sitting in that meeting, and he said, "Hey, I'll meet you anytime, anywhere outside of the county." My response is, why does it have to be outside the county? Why don't you just meet in public and talk about it?
Yeah. Well, when he said that, he was quivering quite a bit. And of course, it's pretty easy to stand behind a barrier where no one's allowed that they stepped over, that there would literally be, you know, 10 or 20 law enforcement that would attack them, and to breathe out, you know, threats and whatever he was doing, and then to give no opportunity for response. And so I thought that was interesting, but it didn't bother me. It didn't, you know, even bother me in the least bit, because it just shows that you cannot unify through force and fear. You cannot unify a community or any people by using force, fear, and intimidation. You know, the way you unify people is through truth, through love, and through allowing people to exercise their agency. And that is what this is all about. And that is why the proper leadership will always prevail when they are standing on the truth, when they are expressing love and doing things for the proper reason, for their neighbors, to protect, you know, the innocent. And also when agency is allowed, meaning people have a choice of who they want to follow and what they want to do, rather than being pressed into it through fear. And it is a great example of the contrast and example of what people have to choose in America. What are they going to choose? Force and fear, or truth, love and agency? And that's the choice we have. What are we going to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of education that we need, not only in Harney County, but we need all over the nation, Ammon. We need this kind of education all over the nation. We must control the narrative. Is that what they're afraid of, the true narrative, you think, Ammon?
Yeah, oh, for certain. It's kind of sad because, you know, understanding and acting on the true narrative is beneficial for everybody. But it does take down power, and it does expose corruption, and it holds people accountable. But it also ensures that the people can live free. And why people would oppose that, I'm not certain, but it's always been that way, and it always will be that way. And that is why our founders structured our government with checks and balances, and structured our government with a law that is supreme. And that is why we must hold those in government accountable to those.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical education and understanding. Now, you guys have been working tirelessly to make friends with the community. You guys busted out the shoveling snow brigades to help people with their snow in the driveways. You guys have been helping ranchers, meeting with people, feeding people. There was one narrative that I heard, this guy was all paranoid of you guys but wanted to see if it was true. He came up and, I mean, some guys offered him soup and he didn't even know what to do. He didn't want to come in and have some soup. And the guy was just flabbergasted and didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's been, you know, it's been, just a wonderful experience, because the community just continues to bring supplies and food. And, I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening. I mean, the support and the love that we are, you know, being given by the local people and by people across the United States, is just unbelievable. And kind of give you a little bit of example of that. And I say this not because I deserve it, but because it happened, because it's such an honor. But I had a retired Army colonel that spent 40 years in the Army and served in 10 U.S. conflicts. And he came and publicly gave me his bronze star, that he had been awarded, which is the third highest ranking award in the U.S. military, and he gave it to me, and I hesitated to take that, but he was adamant about me taking his Bronze Star, because he saw and knew and felt what was happening here was promoting freedom, and that's why he joined the military, and that there was a chance for America to get back on its feet. And then I had a man who served in the Navy for 20 years. Both his legs had been amputated. He was a diver for the Navy, and he gave me his uniform with the gold stripes, and I wish I knew more about it, but he gave it to me for the same reason. He says that somehow I deserved this, but that he was grateful, and he felt that what we're doing will be more impactful upon the American people than even what he did in 20 years. And I'm not certain of that. And then following that, I had a 32-year police veteran, and he gave me his duty badge. And he served on the Reno, Nevada Police Force, and he gave me that duty badge. And he gave it to me for the same reasons. And I'm not saying I deserve these things, but they are an extreme honor and a representation of what is going on here. And we have to know that at some point there is a deciding factor, and at some point we must act rather than be acted upon. And that is certainly what we're doing here.
To be acted or acted upon. A critical idea, ladies and gentlemen, with your agency, isn't it? A critical understanding that government has a strict, defined, limited role. That is to protect life, liberty, and property. To create an appropriate, organized, moral playing field. Ammon Bundy, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Citizens for Constitutional Freedom in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Voss on your radio.
From Nazareth he came with the ragtag band to bring a revolution. Some would make him king, others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men follow him, but he rose again. Wise men follow him. Thank God for the renegades and the lions.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy on your radio. He's live, folks. Okay? It's not an armed standoff, like the mainstream press wants you to believe. Ammon was hanging out at meetings last night. And it's going to be pretty hard for them to say he's holed up in a big old hardcore militant kind of standoff. He was kicking back in the bleachers with a cowboy hat. Now, that doesn't sound too militant to me, really. It's just... It's amazing what these people do and how they frame their lies. It's just beyond comprehension. All right, Ammon, I wanted to ask you about your meetings with the sheriff. The sheriff says, I met with Ammon on the side of the road, but then he doesn't tell us anything. All we hear is he's offered you safe passage to leave, but your response in my mind would be, thanks, I've already got that. That doesn't give me anything. Is he willing to discuss or really work on anything?
No, actually, that since we came in here, that has been the only meeting that we've had. We had multiple meetings before, and I was trying to help him understand that his duty was to protect the Hammonds and to expose the abuses and to insist justice as he has been elected to do. As we've said many times, and you've said many times, that the he takes an oath to defend the people, to uphold the Constitution against foreign and domestic threats. And this certainly has been, however you want to look at, either a foreign or a domestic threat. It is his duty to defend the Hammonds. It is his duty to get justice here. And he has refused to do that. He made a decision to protect a broken system of abuse and corruption rather than protect people that are being abused and suffering. And so that was his decision. So other than the meetings that we had, which were many, many meetings we had before we came into the Harney County Resource Center, and the only meeting we've had since then is the one standing on the road where we shook hands, and he said that he'll give a safe passage. And I have reached out to them many times have also reached out to the FBI, and none of them will respond back in any way.
And neither will anybody from the state that could play intermediary as well, right?
Well, the only we have had some state representatives, but not from this district. And so, but they feel their hands are really tied. And, you know, they feel like, I don't know, again, it's too much for them to really stand. I will say this, just, you know, just as we were speaking here, we did get a drone that's flying above us, and while we were actually speaking, Sam, and so I was able to talk to them. So that communication is going to the FBI, and you know, I expressed to them that we love them too. We know that they're not all bad people, and that we really don't enjoy them spying on us, but and that we stand for their freedoms as well. And so there is a little communication. It just seems like it's just kind of one way.
And there's been groups that have tried to communicate on your behalf as well that's been virtually ignored also, right?
Yeah, the PPN, the Pacific Patriot Networks, which makes up of, you know, around 4,000, you know, members. They have had a group here that have been assisting in the protection from an outside barrier. They have reached out to the FBI, you know, still no avail. And the thing is we have to understand that we're not in a position to negotiate, meaning we're not going to negotiate the people's rights away. But it would be, in good faith, a good thing to have some open communication so that they understand what we're doing, and so they understand that we're doing it for them just as well. And also, in reality, the FBI, the reason they were formed, from what I understand, was they were formed as an agency to investigate federal bureaus, not to investigate the people, not to be another standing army, not to be another force to enforce federal law on the people. They were organized, from what I understand, as an agency that was supposed to police the bureaucrats, the federal bureaus. And so we have another perversion of a good intent. And now they're literally threatening us. They're flying their drones over us, and they're from a distance gathering together their army to try to, I guess, enforce something that's not even constitutional.
Well, there's a whole group of people down at the Narrows several miles away, too, and that's going to make it even harder.
Oh, yeah. The American people are amazing. Those that understand these principles and know what is right and then have enough courage to stand for it, they're amazing. And that is the hope of America right now. And we need to have courage. We need to have faith. And we need to insist that the government, federal government in particular, follow the rules that the people have given them. And that is a must, or we end up like all other nations.
Hey, Ammon, have you seen the movie The Scarlet Pimpernel?
I have not.
All right. Well, maybe, just maybe, to the FBI, you're like the Scarlet Pimpernel. You know, maybe they just can't find Ammon Bundy, and they love to talk, but they just can't get it done.
Well, I don't know that movie, so it'd be hard for me to...
All right, ask your buddies in there about the Scarlet Pimpernel. They'll get a good laugh out of that. All right, okay. Ammon, anything else you want to mention? I know you got to fly at the end of this hour. If you'd like anybody else with you to come on the radio, we can do that next hour if anybody's interested. Secondly, what do you want to finish up on? What's the most important messages you want to get out? I know you're inviting people to come if they have unique talents and special capabilities to help restore the land, etc. They can get a hold of you for that. What else?
Yeah, we're still needing people in defense. We're needing people to help record. We're needing people to help with assisting the ranchers in use. And we're asking you to come to the Harney County Resource Center, formerly known as the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And also we need people to donate if they're willing to. And they can do that at C4 4CF.com. There's a donation button.
Give me the initials again. I'm sorry.
C4, the number 4. So C4.
Charlie 4.
CF. C4CF.com.
All right. C4CF. Charlie 4, Charlie Foxtrot.com.
That's correct. And because we know when we get into the usage of these, when we start opening up the logging, which we know that there's 5 or 7 to 10 years worth of logging up there before we even cut down a live tree. And so when we get these people in mills and we get the geo plants going for the power and all of these things start to happen, you know, they take money and they take support. We also need those that have money to be ready to invest in these people, to give them good loans so they can buy cattle, so they can set up their mills, and so they can get people back to working. That's what we're doing here, and that's why we're here. And we're going to see great success, and we're going to see the people of Harney County become the thriving, prosperous people they once were.
All right, my friend, I appreciate you, Ammon. Godspeed. I know you've got a ton to do today, and I want to thank you for taking time to update our audience on what's happening, on what you're doing, on the true narrative coming out of Burns, Oregon, and the Harney County Resource Center. C4CF.com is the website. They've got a page up now and about us, some press releases of what's going on, the ability to donate, and more. All right, I appreciate it, Ammon. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Sam. My pleasure.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy, live, representing the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom at the Harney County Resource Center. They're doing a good job, folks. Chris Ann Hall was there training, standing ovations, both nights in a row. The FBI, though, they're getting kind of crazy. We'll tell you about that next hour. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hopefully, Kurt, you know, people are saying that I talk too much, and hopefully I'm learning to shut up a little more. I'm working on that, okay? I'm working on it. All right, back in a flash. You are listening to LibertyRoundtable.com on Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Networks, teaming up with your favorite local terrestrial radio station. We the people can restore our nation. We need your help. This nation shall endure.